if you ever look upon the sky, wonder what we are. I must tell you, friends, I think I know that simple answer to all your questions. The blues and all the sounds and visions within my life I need to understand. With the blues and all the sounds and wishes within my life I need to understand.
Freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. But I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm going to let our Ambassador Feelgood, Scott Cornish, do the job for me.
Hi, Bert. This is your Ambassador Feelgood, Scott Cornish, with a feelgood factoid for Larry Flint. Larry Flint's smut empire started out small and later grew into something really huge. Flint was an original partner in the early 70s in opening the Brass Ass, a gentleman's club in Newport, Kentucky, which is still in business and was the site of a Bubbles in the Think Tank field trip that is still talked about to this day. It is not known whether Flint himself ever saw the Muppet stripper who worked the ass during the 90s. Yes, that's what I'm calling it tonight. Larry Flint was an unpleasant sort, and I hated his magazine Hustler. This is some tribute. But he was a provocateur who kept things interesting throughout his long life. He was the last of the four horsemen of the Apocalypse, following Hefner, Guccione, and Al Goldstein on the easy path lane to hell. Larry Flint died this week of heart failure, and not, as some have suggested, from a massive stroke. Larry Flint was, how the hell did he live this long, years old?
It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Larry Flint, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Est-ce pour vous que je striptease? Que voulez-vous que je vous dise? Pour moi, jour après jour, sans vous, une à une, mes illusions. À chaque nuit, un autre automne s'est feuillé et bien monotone. Et tout ceci, pour qui, pourquoi? Est-ce pour lui? Est-ce pour toi? Si c'est pour toi que je striptease, il faut pourtant que je te dise que tu es, soit dit entre nous, un peu voyeur. Mais ce ne sont là que chimères de ma bouche à ma jarretière. Car personne, pas même toi, ne portera la main sur moi. Ici s'achève le striptease qui te grise et m'idéalise. Voici la chair de la poupée, ses vêtements éparpillés. Pour autant, si je suis toute nue, je garde mon âme ingénue et je reste en tout point pareil.
about this?
Yeah, I am.
Ricky Bates.
Did what happened one night. From a band I never seen such a sight. Yes, man, real temptation test. When I saw a pretty woman start to undress. Yes, boy, it was really a fuck. One of them tempted shifties up. Yes, boy, it was really a fuck. One of them tempted shifties up. First she took off her blouse then skirt, and with me she start to flirt. Then she really let me steer in the act of taking off her brassiere. Yes, boy, it was really a fuck. One of them tempted shifties up. Yes, boy, it was really a fuck. One of them tempted shifties up. She put me more in a Rashford mood as I watch her undress to nude. She was a picture of fertility in craving nature of profound beauty. Yes, boy, it was really a fuck. One of them tempted shifties up. Mama! It was really a fuck. One of them tempted shifties up. Regretfully, this calypso is now finished, and I need that express which was my wish. When she was immaculately undressed, I'm going to leave you to imagine the rest. Yes, boy, it was really a fuck. One of them tempted shifties up. Yes, boy, it was really a fuck. One of them tempted shifties up. Blow me, man. Hey, so. Yes, put me more in a Rashford mood as I watch her undress to nude. She was a picture of fertility in craving nature of profound beauty. Yes, boy, it was really a fuck. One of them tempted shifties up. Yes, boy, it was really a fuck. One of them tempted shifties up. Yes, regretfully this calypso now finished, and I need that express which was my wish. When she was immaculately undressed, and I'm going to leave you to imagine the rest. Gangali, show me your motion. Gangali, jump in the ocean. Hey, yo, papa.
As we stood at her front door. Now, she's quite a proper lady, so I didn't ask for anything more. But I was feeling oh so groovy that I went down to the movie. And I sat down, and guess just what I saw. In a porny, down at the Dirty Flicks. I saw Polly in a porny. I didn't know she knew them tricks. What I seen nearly struck me blind. I never knew she was theatrically inclined. Saw Polly in a porny with a pony, and that nearly blowed my mind. Was she galloping?
No, no, no.
Oh, was she trotting?
No, no, no.
Oh, was she riding across the country with some tall, dark, handsome person? Or was she wearing a cowboy hat? Well, not exactly that. At least I recall she had her spurs out. I love old Polly in a party. I keep on going back. Yeah! In the very last row, I'm singing low with my coat bouncing in my lap. Ooh. I spend each dime I can afford. I swear she's gonna win an Academy Award. I saw Polly in a pony with a pony, and the pony seemed a little bored.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the pre and penultimate radio obituary is for George Shultz, the American economist, diplomat, and businessman. You probably knew him best from his positions in three different Republican administrations. He was one of only two people to have ever held four different cabinet-level posts. He was Richard Nixon's Secretary of Labor. He was the first director of the Office of Management and Budget in 1970, and he was the Secretary of Treasury in 1972. Later on, he went on to become Ronald Reagan's Secretary of State. He held that post from 1982 through 1989. George Shultz just passed away at 100. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now, we know Milton's prowess as an intellect, as a theorist. But we also know, and has been brought out by earlier comments, how insistent he is that if you have a theory, you better test it with facts. And a theory that can't be tested better be reformulated so it can be tested. And you've got to bring the facts to bear. So I know, Milton, you're tone deaf, but it isn't going to bother you. I'm going to sing, but you won't know it. So here's my song, my methodological tribute. A fact without a theory is like a ship without a sail, is like a boat without a rudder, is like a kite without a tail. A fact without a theory is as sad as sad can be. But if there's one thing worse in this universe, it's a theory. I said a theory. I mean a theory without a fact.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Chick Corea, the American jazz composer, keyboardist, bandleader, and occasional percussionist. Many of his compositions are considered jazz standards, including Spain, 500 Miles High, La Fiesta, and Windows. He was a member of Miles Davis's band in the late 1960s, participating in the birth of jazz fusion. He's considered one of the most influential jazz pianists of the post-John Coltrane era. Chick Corea just passed away at 79. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and the penultimate radio obituary is for Elias Rabbani, the Lebanese musician, composer, songwriter, and orchestra conductor, later on becoming a reality television personality as he sat as a judge on a number of talent shows. He composed more than 2,500 songs, including 2,000 of those in Arabic. He wrote the soundtrack for more than 25 films, a number of television series, and also composed musical scores for the piano. Elias Rabbani just passed away at 82. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Radio obituary tonight is for Jim Weatherly, the American singer-songwriter who wrote mostly pop and country music. He also played quarterback at the University of Mississippi while writing music with his own bands. But he eventually chose songwriting over his football career. He wrote songs for almost 50 years, with his best-known song being Midnight Train to Georgia, recorded by Gladys Knight and the Pips. That went to number one on the pop and R&B charts and won him a Grammy. Artists who recorded Weatherly's songs include Glenn Campbell, Kenny Rogers, Neil Diamond, Garth Brooks, Brenda Lee, and Ray Price, among others. Jim Weatherly just passed away at 77. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm
Nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank and the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Jim Weatherly, but we have one final tune to go out on for his radio obituary. Then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. Until that happens? Well, even after that happens. Let's all hang out together over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group until we're back together next week right here. On Saturday night at 11 p.m. with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. Of course, that will be our 35th anniversary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. I don't know if I'm doing anything special for it, but if you've got some ideas, you be sure to let me know over at that said Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, or give me an email, belinda@bubblesinthethinktank.com. Whatever you need to do to get in touch, you let me know your ideas. I'd like to hear them, please. So like I said, one final tune in this ultimate radio obituary for Jim Weatherly, then we're going to hand you over to that automatron and be back here next week, right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. To be the first to say goodbye.
Yeah. Love the 80s, but tired of the usual hits. Satisfy your 80s fix with DJ Savoir Faire on Songs from the Squid Pod, Friday nights at 10 p.m.
This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on!
I think I've nearly found you.
Meet me in Downbeats, titillate your 80s chakra, and exhale through your inner garage. Songs from the Squid Pod with
my name is
Friday nights at 10 p.m.
It's a date. It's a scam. Whatever. All right.
Only on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Thank you.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.